Book 2, The Gathered World, These Living and Dead. Why disdain the expansive field, your gaze rising over the clear heads of the wild buttercups into what? Your poor idea of heaven, absence of change? From Field Flowers by Louise Gluck. There's night and day, brother, both sweet things. Sun, moon, and stars, brother, all sweet things. There's likewise a wind on the heath. Life is very sweet, brother. Who would wish to die? From Lavengro by George Borrow. What is this wildness? A wave inside I did not expect when I walked out the door early Sunday. The sun did it, or the clarity of the air. Out of a missing or a mourning, I thought of New Mexico, the red rock gliding long to a visible horizon, a sky, all the drapes and cloaks thrown off, that sky. Maybe the minutiae of do this, must do that, or death, that small thing with teeth attaches itself to the gravity that seems more at home in my hands and knees, casts assembling piece by piece around my limbs, these goddamn bony straitjackets. I want to hold off the skull showing through the skin. Last night I dreamed of coming down from the Bighorns into the Shell Basin, into the high desert of Wyoming. If I believed in signs, I would know what to do, but there are no beacons out here. It makes no sense to roll bones. This is a rational life. So what is this wildness I feel that I could burn through anything I touch?